This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I wish Falcons had a little bit more of a blue-collar instinct than my blue-collar dock worker look today, gentlemen. I got to tell you, the most disheartening thing is you follow up that effort in New Orleans last week. And you say, okay, that's a one-off. They'll fix it. Clearly, there's a sense of urgency, and you're embarrassed after what happened against a depleted Saints team. And you go out yesterday, and it's worse. Much worse, gentlemen.
Yeah, I heard people try to compare the Saints game to the Seattle game. This was the Seattle game type game.
Well, you won the second half against the Saints.
You did. Yeah, I did. And you were just some missed opportunities away from winning that game. And then now you come out here to yesterday, and it was not quite the same. I was sitting there Friday afternoon when the injury report came out. And Mike, I'm pretty sure I texted you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to, maybe just kind of give a – you can't say the exact words.
I was going to say, should I look it up?
Yeah.
Something along the lines of, this ain't good.
I think I said we're blanked.
Yeah.
Or this blanking sucks, because I knew as soon as I saw the injury report that we were in trouble.
Sure.
Because we were down, being down two of your best players in the secondary when you don't have a vibrant pass rush – means you're in trouble, especially with one of the best game day coaches, I think, in the NFL, and that's Sean Payton, because he's calling plays, he's going through it all, and, he has our number, and when he gets us and he gets us in a vulnerable spot, he wants to take advantage of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And look, I that's where I'm at, and I tweeted this out yesterday kind of during the second half. Two things are true at the same time. Falcons definitely hurt by injuries. And at the same time, there is zero reason for the Falcons to ever be beat as badly as they were yesterday. And I mean zero. That was the Broncos' best win in 6 years. Put that into perspective. Their best win in 6 years. It was hard to stomach, man, from top to bottom. And we'll have to get into it throughout the show, because you mentioned it. Why is it that everybody in the NFL can run screen passes against us, and we can't run a screen pass? I've yet to figure out why.
You would
we're
think
not
with
good
our
screens.
Personnel, that would be one of the strengths of the offense, having that in your
it should be
in your holster.
It should be. That's an off. Like, if you talk to offensive linemen who are sick of getting pass rushed, they will almost always say, "Hey, we need to run more screens." Well, that way, you keep the defense off balance. Yet, it doesn't work for us. So I don't even blame Zach Robbins.
I don't think I have all the answers, but I'll tell you one thing that kills us on both sides of that spectrum is offensively. We have defenders come up and they play up tight on us, and they get hands on our receivers right at the line of scrimmage, and they keep us from our receivers, I should say, from creating separation. And I think the last 2 weeks you've seen two teams that are extremely willing to come up, hug receivers, and make and disrupt routes. On the other side, we go back and go back and look. And, Mike, I think you might be watching the game right now as we speak. Go back and watch some of the screen plays that they scored touchdowns on.
Yeah.
Hell, we're 10 yards off the ball. And what happens, Rob, is, especially inside that red area, it creates a wall. And if you can't cut and penetrate that wall.
A wall, a nice escort to the end zone.
Well,
yeah.
And I'll tell you what, our defense and Jimmy Lake's defense, Raheem Morris, what they rely on in those situations is pursuit from our edge players and our linebackers. And the effort, simply put, the effort that we're getting out of certain edge guys isn't good enough to stop a screen, because they're not redirecting. They look lazy. They look uninspired. And I think that a lot of that, what I was watching out of the edge position last night, led to what Raheem Morris's postgame comments were about effort, about being ready. And I actually loved what Raheem said. I know we'll hear it, you know, probably throughout the show, but I loved what Raheem's postgame was. And because, you know, Dave does the right thing and he says, hey, well, you guys, you know, have had some injuries. And Raheem says, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, dude. Nobody cares. It looked no further than New Orleans a week ago that came in here decimated in the secondary and having a head coach fired, and yet we're able to play a better brand of football than the Falcons did on Sunday.
Yeah, they're now 2-0, by the way. I thought it was a good point that you just brought up. I thought it was a better statement that Kirk Cousins said when kind of talked about the struggles of the offense and the team overall. And he said, well, offensively, we need to go in meetings and ask the questions that get things fixed, and they need to actually get them fixed instead of just talking about it. We need to actually fix it. And his blunt honesty is, that's what you expect from a, 14-year veteran or whatever he is now, 12-year veteran. Hell, I don't know. I have to look it up. But I know the guy's played a lot of games, and I think he started around 170-something games, and he definitely knows what leadership is.
Well, and we'll talk about this before we get to break real quick. I'm curious from your perspective, or both y'all's perspectives, who do you think Kirk is talking to most? Who do you think he's talking to most when he says something like, hey, we need to go in and ask the question to get things fixed? Because to me, I think you look at it and you say, well, he's talking to his teammates and they need to be in the right position. I don't think he's just talking to Zach Robinson, but I think there's some Zach Robinson probably mixed in there. Because I think that Kirk believes in his mobility probably more than Zach Robinson does. And, dude, Kirk wasn't moved off the spot at all by design yesterday. Not at all. And I realize it. There's a lack of mobility. Doesn't mean you can't run a little half boots.
It doesn't mean you can't move laterally a little bit. He's not 80 years old in a nursing home.
We talk about play action pass. We talk about going under center. We talk about doing all these things, and yet we have the most vanilla of game plans. Our game plan, when you look at throwing wrinkles in there, is screen passes. That's our wrinkle. There's no, you know, misdirection, reverse, the things like that. There's none of that. And so it's frustrating to watch because we feel like a one-trick pony on offense.
You talk about how many games Kirk Cousins has played, 156 career games, first time in his entire career, back-to-back weeks without a touchdown pass.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's...
Oh, dude, that's...
They've gotten the red area. I saw somebody, I think it might have been, I can't remember who it was, somebody tweeted it, and it was like they've been in the red area. Something like 7 or 8 times in the last 2 games, and they got 1 touchdown. Yeah. And that was Bijan's touchdown on 4th and 1, mind you. I text you after that first drive and said the exact same thing they did last year. You get down there, you actually scored a touchdown, holding call, 10 yards back. Then immediately you get a false start. No, it wasn't a false start. It was an illegal motion because Drake London's
that was
moving
on Drake, yeah.
slightly forward. And it would have been a first and goal because they got the ball back down to, like, I think, the 2-yard line on that catch.
Well, the prior play with Bijan, same thing. Or was that after the Bergeron hole?
The Bergeron hole was on the Bijan touchdown. That would have been a touchdown, I think. Or he would have been right there
on the one. I think it would have been on the one, but first and goal or a touchdown. Yeah, because he hit the pylon.
And it's 2 weeks in a row you've gotten down there in that area, Rob, and you had back-to-back penalties that pushed it back 15 yards.
How many times have we seen that over the years? It seems like it's such a constant.
Dude, how many times have you just seen it this year?
Yep.
It has been a
constant.
Bad. That is the stuff to me. I know we can talk about the vanilla stuff, and Mike, I don't disagree with any of that. You and I have looked over a lot of stuff film-wise together, but it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you just keep shooting yourself right in the foot, and they're not even shooting it with a 22, they got the daggum 12-gauge out, just blowing their foot off at times.
All right, coming
probably
up next.
Bad analogy, but sorry.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.